857, 58 degrees. Time for a quick check of commodity markets this morning with Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. And the big feature we're seeing this morning is bull spreading on this corn. We took exceeded the late May highs, both in the new crop and old crop corn. Right now, we see the July corn at 441 and a quarter, up 11 and a quarter. That last high was 438, so we've exceeded that by 4 cents. December futures on the corn at 456 and a quarter is up 7 3/4. March, 462, up 5 3/4. The beans are following along. They had a big day yesterday. They're not quite as on fire as the corn is, but they're still up 7 to 4 cents. The July soybeans at 885 is 7 cents higher, while the new crop November at 912 and a quarter is up 6 3/4. Will be important. We bounced off the 20-day moving averages on Thursday. It'll be important for November beans to hold closes into the end of the week above $9. The meal, which had a big day yesterday but then came back to settle only at mid-range, is up about $3 to $2.80. The nearby July meal at $3.22.90 is up $3.40, while the July bean oil is also higher, up 21 points at $27.77. The wheat market is getting a little bit of headwinds from wet weather forecast for northern part of Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas, where wheat's pretty well ready to be picked. July Chicago wheat at 533.5 is up 7 1/4. December at 548.5 is up 6 1/4 cents. The only one of the grains that's not higher is the oat market, which is down just slightly. The livestock futures are seeing some pressure, primarily because of higher feed costs. With the August live cattle futures at 104.05, that's down $1.10. The August feeder cattle at 135.20 is down $2.62. Feeder cattle have had a big down week so far this week. The July hogs at 83.40 are down 97 cents. The Junes are actually just a hair higher this morning, have traded to both sides of unchanged. On the outside markets, the crude oil is up sharply. Again, it was down sharply yesterday, but some tankers in the Straits of Hormuz have been under attack, and that has really lifted this crude market. Right now, the July nearby crude is at 52.70. That's up $1.56. The metals markets are stronger, too, and we oftentimes see that kind of a move up when we have some turmoil in the world, which we do right now, again, in the Middle East. The dollar index firmer this morning. We're back above 97. We're at 97.03 on the June's up 6. We're seeing real soft interest in exports out of the U.S. Gulf, but keep in mind that the river system is terribly boogered up and probably won't reopen for much. Last week's ethanol production was record high. Interestingly, the stocks of ethanol were down. That's a very friendly situation. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.